This is the Red Shirt Geeks podcast, which makes its home at redshirtgeeks.com.
And so it begins.
Files accessed. Transfer of data complete.
Commencing.
Ladies, gentlemen, and excessively large plant life, by Howard the Duck's sexy tie, we are the Red Shirt Geeks.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Shooting the proton torpedoes, like, make us go that way.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Very bad feeling.
Shut up, Wesley!
Red Shirt Geeks!
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Hide behind the mound. Dead bar.
Make it so.
Red Shirt Geeks!
I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
I'm Sweetbeard of Zeus Alex.
And I'm Disgruntled Dave.
They're special, as we can tell.
Oh, yes. Yes, here we are again, folks. Yeah, we're in. It's the four of us again. The four of us.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes, and if Lars is a little slurry today, it's because he got a brand new set of teeth. So he talks special now because he's special.
I've got my special teeth there studying in another room.
Yeah. But, yeah. And somehow you made it to the Guardians of the Galaxy last night despite being happy.
Oh, I am pretty sure that. I am pretty sure he was watching that high as a kite.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie. I was drugged to the hilt, folks. Yes, I was.
There's so all many right. Colors.
In this episode, we're going to talk about us, the Red Shirt Geeks.
Kind of basically just all the cool stuff we're going to do. Then we're going to go in full throttle and go Guardians of the Galaxy, because that's our big topic this week. We're going to talk about that because three quarters of us, Alex, you loser, saw the show last night and it was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then
I am Groot.
Thanks, Vin Diesel.
And then we're going to talk more about the site and what's to come with Red Shirt Geeks.
And what we want to do with it and all kinds of awesome things.
Mm-hmm. But first, let's see what we have in the spotlight this week.
Red Shirt Geeks!
In the spotlight.
In the spotlight this week, we're looking at some Guardians of the Galaxy things, and we found us a little bit of a special, and that's on a site called Comixology. Alex, you found this one, so tell us a little about it.
Yeah, Comixology actually does deals every Monday, but since Guardians of the Galaxy came out this past Friday, they're doing a deal through August 5th. About Guardians of the Galaxy, but they're getting 50% off of all their comics, which is a great deal.
Which means you've got a day and a half from the time we drop this podcast.
Yeah, basically.
Holy crap. Yeah, better hurry.
It's not really timely, but at least we're letting people know that it's out there.
Yeah, and they do deals every Monday. So every Monday they refresh. So, I mean, one week it may be Batman, the next week it may be Star Wars. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome.
And we like kind of deals, and we'd like it even better if they would start sponsoring us, but we haven't gotten that far yet. So if you
No, we have to have a show that people would want to sponsor first, you know.
But it's got us on it. That should be enough.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Oh yes. It will happen.
If we build it more, they will sponsor it. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It's so true.
So basically, we've got a, obviously go out and check out Comixology at Comixology. If I spelled that right.
We'll put a link into the post on the show so you can go and look at it. But yeah, and if you are out there and you see anything that you think is an awesome deal that they haven't had the coolness to sponsor us, let us know and we'll point it out on the next podcast or drop a link. Or make it awesome.
Red Shirt Geeks!
And now, before we get to our main topics, I had the privilege of speaking to Star Trek Horizon creator Tommy Kraft.
Yay!
He was wonderful to give us any time we wanted, so we've gone ahead and here's your 5-minute segment.
Red Shirt Geeks!
right, folks, we have with us today a very special guest, Mr. Tommy Kraft, who is the man behind a fantastic project going on right now. I know we talk about Star Trek a lot, but hey, we are red shirts, so he's behind Star Trek Horizon, a film that is independently produced, and so far from what I've seen has been fantastic. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be a red shirt.
Yeah, it's starting to become something that people are willing to really get involved with, which has been fantastic. Why don't you go ahead and tell us for the segment, basically tell us about the movie and tell us how it all came to be. You know, what made you decide to want to do an independently produced Star Trek film, and how you've gotten to the point where you are right now.
Well, I've always been the easiest way I find to bill myself is as an artist, because I do films, music, photography, and basically a little bit of everything. And when I did this project, I started doing a lot of visual effects and 3D modeling, sewing, costuming, all that stuff. So basically, I do all these things, and it's the reason I'm able to put that much energy into it is because Enterprise helped me through a hard time in my life. And being a filmmaker, first and foremost, it seemed like the best solution or the best project going forward. So I had all these ideas for things I wanted to do with an Enterprise movie. And so I decided to do an Enterprise fan film, as it were.
Well, I've seen, you know, from what I've seen on the website and also through your Kickstarter campaign, sorry we couldn't get to you before it ended, but okay. We definitely do support the show and support the project altogether. You know, I can see that you've become a jack of all trades. When, like you said, you talked about costuming, 3D modeling, filmmaking, photography, the lot. Sometimes you just get so involved that you wear so many different hats. Have you found that it's been a, I guess, an experience that has enriched you as a filmmaker?
I think it has, and I hope it has. I hope I haven't become a jack of all trades, master of none. It's because it has been a huge learning experience, and especially going forward when I do later projects and I might have a larger team of costumers and makeup artists and visual effects artists, it's incredibly helpful because I am so intimately familiar now with what goes into all those processes, and I'm able to understand realistically what it is I'm asking from these team members. And so in that regard, it has certainly been a great experience.
Fantastic. Well, speaking of team members, you have quite a, I guess, quite a group of very talented people, despite the fact that, you know, you have basically come together as an independent group trying to do this. It seems like everybody really has their best foot forward. And do you feel that you have been, you know, I guess particularly privileged to have a really good working team? I mean, has it been really easy, or has it been a long, hard slog to do this?
It's been a little of both, because, I mean, the team is actually not that big. The largest part of the team is our cast, and I mean, even that's not really that big. It's only, you know, your basic Star Trek lineup of your bridge crew and a few villains and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, aside from that, we have a couple of people helping with visual effects. Basically, there's been some people along the way, a guy, Alexander Clem, who's doing three Vulcan ships, and Ryan McClure, who did a very beautiful Romulan Bird of Prey that I'll be releasing some stuff on soon, and Eric Henry, who's done some models and concept art, but and some new people that just came onto the team to do some virtual sets for us. Such as Harrison Hummel Lee, and so there's stuff like that, and their names are on the website too, but mainly so far it has been mostly me doing all of the stuff, but having these people to help has been indeed incredibly fortuitous and a very welcome relief, because I do like doing it, but it does bog you down quite a bit after a while.
It can do, yeah. I can, as a fellow filmmaker, I can appreciate that. I really wanted to thank you for your time. I mean, I would love to talk to you more, and perhaps and we'd love to have you on a future episode of Red Shirt Geeks, and we can do a full-length interview with you. Again, thank you so much for your time. Everybody, just make sure that you check out the website at StarTrekHorizon.com. And I'd like to, again, thank you very much, Tommy, for your time, and we look forward to seeing more from you.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'd love to be back.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Okay, to start off the podcast this week, we are going to talk about something that we should have done last week if we hadn't been talking with Richard Hatch. Yay! Okay.
Yay!
Okay. My we are going to talk about us and why we got into the Red Shirt Geeks. Obviously, Lars and I have been doing the podcasting for a while now and a little bit of the site stuff back in the old 3x2 cast, which we started years ago to have some fun.
Yeah, 3x2 itself was designed just to have fun, but there was always a desire to really make an impact in not just the podcasting community, but also the online community. And we're geeks at heart, so we had always been looking for people to join us to build a team, to be able to have more content, to not have a website that's updated sort of every, you know, every couple of weeks as the episodes came out, that sort of stuff. So we brought Alex in. You know, Alex was kind of the consummate geek who happened to sit down a half a row from me in the office, and I felt that we could definitely do business with this guy. Just figured we'll give it a go. So it was gonna be a three of us. It was, you know, we're gonna be a trio, so we couldn't do 3x2 anymore. We decided to go in a different direction, and we focused primarily on geeks. And after a lot of consultation,
of websites we were looking to grab, and all the really good ones were taken.
And just out of the blue, one morning, Alex jumps online and just throws in redshirtgeeks.com. I'm like, I love it. Immediately, didn't even have to think about it. So I passed it over to back to you, Patrick. And, you know, after, like I said, a little bit of consultation going back and forth, it finally stuck. We were happy with it, and
Or at least I said, oh, this doesn't suck too bad. I think we could probably use this until we find something really good. Or we'll stay stuck with it forever, son of a bitch. Okay.
That too. So during the process of just discussing what we're going to do with this website and our show, I happened to be talking to Dave here. And we were having dinner one night, and we were just kind of talking about what we had planned. And that piqued his interest quite a bit. I think he had been waiting for a long time for an opportunity to do something creative like this. We thought, well, you know, tell you what we'll do. We're going to bring you in for our first interview just because we know you want to talk to the guests. So we'll see how it goes. And, you know, during the process of getting the show ready, getting the interview ready, you were with us the whole way. We thought, you know what, let's make it a foursome. And, I mean, now we got four strapping, hunky men.
Manly men.
And I'm pretty sure in tights. Dave wanted to do something with X hamster, and then I'm just like, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. So
no, well, it was more because you had a work engagement. It wasn't necessarily that you were unwilling. It was more
unable.
Your schedule was conflicting.
Yes.
And I still think that that there's money to be made. It's wow. an unknown venture. So. Let's hang on guys. Hear me out. Don't rule anything out here. Right? Let's not jump to any conclusions.
That's the only thing that involves jumping.
Hey. Look, man, you've taken it too far.
I always take it too far. That's the point. In the original 3x2 and now here, Lars, you are pretty much the straight man, the general. I know this, I know that, can kind of give us that direction. I've always been kind of the person that literally bounces off the wall. Speaking of bouncing off the wall, yay! Boing! Okay, I've bounced
that
off
happened.
The wall.
Yes, that folks, happened.
That just happened! Yeah!
I do have something to bring up to that. You mentioned Lars being the straight man. I've had a lot of people ask me, and as a matter of fact, no, the other three of us are not gay. It's not straight man in that sense. Maybe if Lars wants to explain that a little bit better.
I don't know here.
Well, it is the 21st century, so.
Yeah, hey, and I'm the one getting the least, so. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so.
Why not?
You know,
is that why they bury red shirts 2 to a coffin?
That's right.
That's so true.
And it's also why they bury a red shirt face down, so you can have a place to park your bike.
Okay. Used and abused.
That's right. So, again, you know, we kind of decided that we wanted to do this. We were going to probably take a good amount of time to get a new website ready. We were going to take a break from everything, get everything going again. Then this little thing called Comic-Con was coming up a month later, and we thought, Richard Hatch signed on to be on the show, and we knew he was going to be at Comic-Con. And then we also had J.G. Hertzler, who will be on the show here a little bit later on. And we thought to ourselves, we kind of have to get this going. So we basically busted out everything we had within a month, maybe about 5 weeks from the time we actually set the project going. Which, of course, is why the website is in kind of the state it is right now. It's still a work in progress. We'll talk more about that in sort of the third segment of our discussion tonight. But we're not talking about just being a couple of guys who are on a podcast. We want to be four guys who are geeks that get it together, and we share our ideas. We don't just do a podcast. We do stuff that's on the website. We go to events together. We will be looking at going to the Tidewater Comic-Con later this year. For those of us who are in the Virginia area.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find something around here. Maybe in the future Gen Con, because that's only 3 hours away from me. That's right. Indianapolis, so...
So, it's not just that we're kind of wanting to sit here and shoot the bull with our listeners. We want people to get involved. We want people who are passionate about anything. It could be music. It could be TV, sports. It doesn't have
absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I said it before. I'll say it again. Give us your brain thoughts. That's all we need, folks. just pour them onto the page like hot butter on a warm pancake.
Yeah. And if you have those thoughts, and we'll bring this address up again, get us at our email address, which is?
Our email address for this show is rsgshow@redshirtgeeks.com. And if you didn't get that with all the it was rsgshow@redshirtgeeks.com.
Don't let this rsgshow@redshirtgeeks.com.
That was better. Like butter, and like butter, it was enjoying last night for three of us, except the loser Alex, going to see Guardians.
Don't pat Alex.
Was the Austin?
You're going tomorrow night.
Awesomest geek experience ever this week.
Seen it tomorrow.
Yeah, this week at least. That movie was fantastic. I'm not gonna lie. I knew it was a great movie because I came home. You know, I woke up this morning and went through my day, and I couldn't wait to see it again. You know, it's one of those movies that you go out, you see it. And then the next day, you're like, man, I want to watch that again. You know, it just had that feeling.
I couldn't agree more. I knew for me that it was a great movie because I woke up this morning literally singing Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling.
Oh, Lord.
I held my pee.
I don't have to see the movie to know that's in that.
I held my pee. Yeah, that's a challenge. Usually I don't. But yeah. I didn't want to miss any bit of it. I think I actually had to go. I think I actually had to take a break in the middle of the Avengers, but not this one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Although the Avengers a little bit longer and.
But yeah, no, I was telling somebody else.
I could
today,
hold my pee because that was even awesomer, but.
True, but you know, I was telling somebody earlier today that I think the beauty of this movie is, other than the first couple minutes, once you hit the title, once it goes past that, it's either straight action or comedy the whole way. You know, there's no big lulls, there's no breaks, there's no just boring parts that you're sitting through, like waiting to get to the action. It was straight through the whole time.
There is a couple moments of contemplation, other than the beginning moment, the one moment with Gamora and Star-Lord. That's all I'm going to say because. Since Alex
are we trying to do this without spoilers?
We're not going to spoiler this, but there's a moment between them that is a beautiful shot, quiet, awesome, before things kick back into awesome.
But that's good to hear, though, because I've read their comics before, and that's essentially what they've always gone for. So it's good to know that they've stuck to that.
Yeah, I have to say that visually, from a filmmaker's perspective, it was exceptionally well done because not only did you have the authenticity of the sets and everything, and of course you had Vin Diesel playing Groot, and
who I believe should get Best Supporting Actor this year.
Yeah.
His work is fantastic.
Yeah, his dialogue was absolutely riveting this entire movie.
Yeah, when he says, "We are Groot," it's even awesomer than "I am Groot."
Yeah. And again, I mean, you've been sucked in for an hour and a half or so of this, you know, 2 hours of your life watching this movie. And in such a short amount of time, they have sold you and you've bought into it. It's not like, you know, hey, I came into this movie already really pumped for Guardians of the Galaxy because it's like the best comic ever. It was like they hooked us. That movie. As little of the actual, you know, advertising I have seen myself with the lead up to the movie, I thought, okay, this is interesting. It definitely, I wanted to see it. You know, when we got into the movie, you get past the first act. Once you get to the end of the first act and into the second act, bang, you're into it. You have sold me a product, and I have bought it willingly. And that's the hallmark of a great movie. I mean. Of course, like this isn't really a spoiler, but the thing is, we have all the wonderful hallmarks of a Marvel movie. We have the
plot of the Avengers. You mean? Yeah, pretty much. And I've mentioned this in my review of it. We have the basic plot of the Avengers. They fight for the first half of the movie, then they come together to fight the big bad at the end of the movie. Yeah, yeah. Same damn plot. But
that's not exactly saying that they copied the Avengers. I mean, that's doing is that's, you know, something that they do in a lot of superhero movies, you know, in a lot of movies where a team building exercise, you know, where you've got a bunch of ragtags that all come, you know, that happens a lot, you know, so it's definitely for those listening that have not seen it yet, that it is definitely not a photocopy of the Avengers.
Oh, no,
but it does follow a similar recipe in a lot of superhero movies where you see somebody who is incredibly powerful or incredibly talented or gifted. But the thing is that what overpowers them is their flaws.
Absolutely.
And they all, you know, the part of what really sucks you into that story is that they overcome those flaws to you know, hopefully by the end of the movie become victorious over whatever they're doing. And of course it's a Marvel movie, so we have some great things. You know, we had to have the Stan Lee cameo. I mean, it just had to happen.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. There was the Stan Lee cameo. You know.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything.
I love his cameos. I always.
It was
a good one in this movie. It was a good one. Yeah.
I would be ruining it if I said to you, watch out for Batman.
Yeah. I will say one thing, and this has probably been mentioned in the online comments enough that it's not a true spoiler, is the appearance of Thanos, who appeared at the end of the event, at the very end of the Avengers in the first end credit scene.
Yes.
Based on what I've learned and what I've read between, including the fact that Iron Man at some point in the comics joins the Guardians, that means I'm guessing by Avengers 3, this is my prediction, that by Avengers 3, we're going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy joining with the Avengers and fighting Thanos, and holy crap, that's going to be beyond awesome.
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing.
Actually, what you might want to look into, have you seen the title for the Avengers 3?
No.
It's Avengers Civil War. So what you might actually be looking into is that you could possibly have the Avengers going up against the Guardians of the Galaxy in this.
That would be interesting, yeah, because remember we talked about this before, Dave, that with the Marvel Civil War that came out some years ago, I think it was in the mid to late 90s, they had the Marvel Civil War, where basically you had a long story arc where masks or superheroes became outlawed.
That was I thought it was mid to early 90s. Jeez.
It was a good read.
Yeah.
Am I that old?
No.
Yeah,
no,
pretty much.
I'm the old one of the group. Remember that. Just remember it. Remember it, Sonny.
That's true. So when they first printed comics, what was that like?
Well, they really didn't print them. They were on these giant stone tablets.
Wait a minute. I'm the old person here. Come on, folks.
You got a buffalo and a Batman cowl. And, you know, it was cave paintings, you know.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Bat buffalo! Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, one last thing in the not truly a spoiler. If you have not seen it, when you're watching, watch out for Howard the Duck. Not the George Lucas version, but a cool Howard the Duck.
Yes, the Howard the Duck comics. Yes, that was pretty awesome.
It was pretty cool. And with that being said, while you're looking out for Howard the Duck, make sure you stay after the credits. They do have stuff after the credits. Make sure you're waiting for those.
To the credit,
unlike half the theater that I was in that got up and left.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I thought to myself, obviously these people have never seen a Marvel movie in their life because they're all gone. I'm like, they do understand this is a Marvel movie, right? There's going to be something. I mean, even if it's just somebody, you know, like Chris Pratt just giving us the finger at the end. I mean, it would be something like that. You know, it would be something. Yeah.
We're not going to tell you what is in the end in the end credits, because if you walked out of the theater, you deserve to be punched in the balls.
This is true.
Or the equivalent. Because seriously.
By Cock Knocker, and we all know that Mark Hamill's fist of fury.
Okay, that's just too much. I will say that half the theater when I went last night did stay for it. The other half, of course, cut out, which is better than the first time I went to see the Avengers with my kids. We were the only three that stayed until the shawarma. Seriously, nobody stayed for the shawarma.
So the lesson to be learned here, folks, is if you're watching a Marvel movie, stay till the end of the credits.
Until the Marvel logo pops up.
Come on.
Yeah,
just wait. It's 5 minutes. You can talk, sit in your seat, talk about the movie, have fun.
Yeah,
there's plenty you can do.
Yeah, the bunch of girls behind me were louder than hell laughing their asses off for 5 minutes. It was kind of entertaining. Oh, yeah. And then they quieted down as soon as the end scene came in. And again, we're not telling you anything about that end scene, but I'm sure you can look it up.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's already on YouTube.
It's already been spoiled. Sorry. It happened.
Yeah. We're not going to spoil it in podcast, though.
Now, speaking of spoiling it, we probably will spoil it in our online review of the movie, which will be on redshirtgeeks.com.
Not my review. My review is a spoiler-free, but I'm sure that we're going to get Dave's spoiler review.
Spoiler-free, I will do a spoiler review. For all those that have seen the movie and want to talk about the wonderful things that happened within the movie, I will definitely do a review. Spoilericious, you know, but there will be a line up at the top that lets you know that it is the spoiler version. So
deliciously spoilerific.
Deliciously spoilerific.
So look at that. Look at that to drop sometime tonight, and we'll be awesome. So let's jump into our third and final thing we're going to talk about tonight, which is the site known as RedShirtGeeks.com, home of this podcast known as RedShirt Geeks. Yay!
RedShirt Geeks, what's that?
RedShirtGeeks.com. RedShirtGeeks.com. RedShirtGeeks.com.
RedShirtGeeks.com.
RedShirtGeeks.com.
Better than DoubleMyScan.com, but oh well. DoubleMyScan.com.
Yeah. Let me talk about the website a little bit first, because primarily I've been
listening to you whistle that out.
Yes. Yes. The website. The cool thing is I kind of almost sound like what's his name? Sean Connery.
No, you don't.
Sean Connery. So we can understand you. I think you don't.
We can understand you. You do not sound like Sean Connery.
I hear that whistle, and I think more that there are two guys in the Old West that are about to have a shootout.
Either that or Herbert from Family Guy.
You boys like the popsicles?
Popsicles? So, the RedShirtGeeks.com website, primarily the way it looks right now, is designed to be a clean and easy to find information website. We're going to be building it out and making it a lot more flashier as we go on. We'll be beefing it up, changing things out, adding more to the layouts and such like that. Right now, we really wanted to get going prior to SDCC, and I think it's pretty easy to find everything that's on there right now. We had originally planned to have more things on the website. We had, you know, wanted to split up our TV and movie sections into three areas specifically, each one, so that we can give you a very comprehensive, which we will do. We'll actually beef that out some more. But we've been having some great articles posted Patrick, by Dave. I've jumped in there a little bit. Alex has come in with a couple, and we've had one or two of our guest contributors get some articles in there as well. So just, you know, obviously we designed it in such a way that it needed to be kept clean and simple, so that it wasn't too noisy. You weren't getting lost in the noise of what was on there. We wanted everything that we wanted you to see to be right up in front of it, but ultimately, you know, we didn't want you getting lost on the website. So that's kind of the way why it looks the way it looks.
Absolutely. And when he says clean, it's not just as far as looks. You know, this is definitely something you can bring the whole family to. Bring the kids. Let them follow in your nerd footsteps and go about geek things. Let them become little expendable heroes. Let them play with their Star Trek collectibles and get beat up by other kids at school.
Not that everything completely G-rated. You can't talk Sharknado 2 and be completely G-rated because
and the site's ever evolving too. So I mean, it's going to change in the upcoming, you know.
Absolutely.
Whenever. So you can expect to see a lot of.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I think that's what we're all in consensus about here. Is I think we're all excited to do all the great things that we've been talking about doing with this website,
which is basically making it a portal for anybody who's a geek that just wants to be part of a community and doesn't have any particular geekdom that they're hooked on. I mean, it's not like your brown coat or a member of the 501st or anything like that.
I wear a red shirt, but over my red shirt I have a brown coat, and with that I wear a fez hat and a bow tie, my friend.
Exactly. Your
bow ties are cool.
That's classy.
They're very cool.
That's right.
That's classy.
Let's not forget that. Bow ties are still cool, and fezes are cool.
Absolutely.
Bringing them back.
And nipples.
Very cool. I'm taking it back for us. I'm taking it back.
Oh boy. Please let's not go that far.
Yeah, let's not talk about Clerks 2, okay? We'll talk about Clerks 2 when Clerks 3 comes out.
Yeah. And then that will be an obviously not safe for kids podcast because holy crap. You know we're gonna have to talk about everything perverted in that movie. And if it's a Kevin Smith movie, I think you know.
Yeah, it will be. And we'll cross that dirty bridge when we come to it. The big thing
I really want to visit that bridge. I want to see what that dirty bridge looks like. Is it as fun and as amusing as I all like to hope it is?
Yeah, we'll have to make sure our kids are all in bed before we talk about it. I just wanted also to just bring us back a little bit to what Alex was saying, is that the website is ever evolving. We're always working on new ideas. We're always getting new content in there.
And we want to hear from you.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if in 3 or 6 months the website starts to really build itself out. And we'll see a lot more content in there. And again, as Patrick said, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to see on the website. If there's anything in particular, if you want to submit things to us, okay, and you want to go on the website, we'll be more than happy to do that, and we'll give you credit for it. Not a problem. We're always looking for people who want to write for us. We want to do copy editing just for the sake of making sure that we're not sounding like complete idiots.
but I've done been learned good.
I have online editors, whatever you, just any kind of contribution you want to do. If you find a video and you want to share it with us, we can either do it on our website, or we can do it, you know, you can send it to us via our Facebook page. You know, reach out to us on Twitter. You know, the whole thing is that we want to definitely hear from you. If you have to email something, if you have an article that you want us to look at and potentially, submit or actually post on our website, you know, again, just send that to copy at redshirtgeeks.com, and the lovely Ashley will check out everything you got to say, and we'll make sure it's all good to go. We'll review it, and if we like it and it's appropriate for the website, we'll post it up there and we'll give you full credit for it.
We'll even create your profile.
Look at that. So you can add for yourself later on.
Put that on your resume.
And if not, then we'll send it back to you with a rejection letter, and we'll laugh at you because you're a fool.
I'm pretty sure that we'll have to find some way to send a nice rejection letter that includes the commiserate coffee stains and, you know.
As Lars was saying, and as the website says, Red Shirt Geeks is where every expendable hero has a home, and that means you. You're an expendable hero just like the rest of us. Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if you should pat yourself on the back about being expendable. However, so were those that saved Kirk many a times.
There's pride in being a red shirt. Don't let
there is pride in being a red shirt.
There is pride in being a red shirt. We are expendably yours.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Maybe that's why I didn't get all those dates I thought I got back in high school, because I would tell them I am expendably yours, and they were not thrilled about that.
I was going to say, isn't that like a panty dropper or something of some kind?
It could be. It could be. In certain circles, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I am sure. Speaking of X-Hamster.
and that's all the time we have for this edition of the Red Shirt Geeks.
Thankfully.
I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi. Come visit us on RedShirtGeeks.com.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M. Find us on Twitter at RedShirtGeeks.
And I'm Alex, and I've got a sweet beard from Zeus, and we're on Facebook.
Unfortunately.
And I am still Disgruntled Dave, and our BBC dial-in number is
037001. Come on, you gotta be kidding me.
Do we have some sort of, I don't know, bulletin board?
Oh, I don't know. No, I just figured if somebody actually wanted to complain, that is the actual phone-in complaint number for the BBC, 037001022, or text it 212.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Because we are the Red Shirt Geeks, where every expendable hero has a home.
Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.